Blog Talk Radio. Illumination Station, and I'm Aphrodite North.
And I'm Jacqueline. How are you tonight, my friend?
I am so full of beautiful memories on Memorial Day weekend. I hope that those people that are calling tonight are going to be treasuring their memories like I'm treasuring mine. How about you?
Well, I wasn't going in that direction. This in Florida is a little crazy right now, sitting in a tropical storm. So, thunder and lightning and a lot of rain.
We've got a lot of thunder and lightning and rain here, too. We've already got 2 inches. We're going to get two more tonight. We're on flood watch until, I think, 10 o'clock.
We're on flood watch until Tuesday morning.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Oh, my goodness. It's just way too much.
We're expecting 5 or 6 inches here on top of the 24 we've gotten in the last month. Inches.
Wow.
Sitting in a little pond.
Where do you have it? Are you building an ark or you have a rowboat?
I'm gonna build a boat if I have to get out of here. It is.
Yeah, when are you leaving?
Florida.
When you're going back to Ohio?
I've only got about another week here, and then I'm gone. And so, whenever I can get a break in the rain. We've had rain constant for going on 4 weeks now.
Yeah, I understand. And it's funny because, you know, being the original biker itch in my family, you don't take off in the rain. If you take off in the dry and hit the rain, then that's somebody else's fault. But you don't take off in the rain, okay?
No. Not at all. Rain is not a fun thing to do on a bike.
No.
Riding
not by a long shot. Yeah. And the weird thing is, all week I've been driving my Tibber on my older car because she's got a rear windshield wiper where my newer car does not. You know?
Uh-huh.
And I treat her kindly. She just does local trips now, you know, because she was brought back to life after total. But in the rain, she's great in the rain. I take her instead. But anyway, it's a very interesting night tonight. I mean, there's beautiful things going on in the heavens tonight, and I just wanted to mention that to the people that have called in. And the moon and Jupiter kissing in Scorpio in a beautiful trine to Neptune. And earlier this morning, the Scorpio moon was also in trine to Venus, planet of love and Cancer. So it's been a really intuitive and amazing day to relax, to go deep, to be devotional with the people you love. I mean, how about you? Did you feel that today?
Oh, it was, here again, I thought it was a wonderful day for recharging, regeneration, enjoying some music, reading a book, things like this were great.
I love it.
I got a lot of paperwork done is what I did.
Great.
I have much more work to do.
It's all good.
You know, and on this full moon, that Venus, Neptune, Jupiter, Grand Trine sustains at that point in time.
It's spectacular, isn't it?
And so
in a mystic rectangle, it's a double.
Absolutely. But here again, the point with that is that this whole week has that same transformation and change with it. that we can really feel the energy and we can really have that Neptune effect if we believe, if we really envision it at this point in time with both of our benefactors in this trine. We can really accomplish it. I know that, I mean, seriously, there's a lot of heaviness, and I hear everybody with the challenges and the heaviness and the seriousness of the time of today. But this full moon brings it with a Sag. So really, with a Sagittarius moon, it's going to lighten us up. Really look at the higher philosophy. Look at the comedy and humor in the situation. Know that that Saturn retrograde is really, even though it's dull and it's holding us back, that it will move forward and it will change again. So don't get stuck on the things that are challenging you. Just wait them out and they will move again. So what do you think about it, Aphrodite?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You realize this full moon is hitting my natal moon?
Yes, it is.
Absolutely. And then the other beautiful thing that over the next few days that are following this full moon, Mars is going to be basically, you know, in the sun, or pretty much they're already in trine. That Aquarian Mars and the sun in Gemini, these energies are really good, like you said, for thinking, for doing paperwork, for looking at both sides of the question, to be more innovative in the way that you're dealing with your future dreams and realizations. So it's really a powerful month we're in, really. It really is. And so I'm going to be very excited about that as we move forward. And a lot of nice trines, a lot of nice balance in the chart today.
I agree. And I so agree with you that this is a time where, you know, look at the future actions of what you're doing. Do the paperwork. Do the work that you need to do to follow that dream. I mean, with everything that's a victory, there's a lot of work to do it. Even if you're going to paint your house, there's preparation that you have to do before you can do it. You just can't pick up a paintbrush and paint it. And, you know, so this is kind of like that time period that you're talking about, that prep work. And it's so conducive for that at this point in time with that Mars-Neptune aspect to it.
Absolutely. So we have a few callers on hold. Maybe we should see what we can do for them tonight.
How about we do that?
Okay. For some reason, my mouse is not working. I have a lot of storms here, so let's see if I can make this happen. Come on. There we go. Area code 256, you're on the air. Area code 256. Hello? Area code 256, you're on the air. I'll put that person back on hold for now. I don't know. It sounds like they're doing something else in the background. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you just fine.
All right. Okay, let me go. I'm going to go for the next one because they called in exactly the same minute. They were the first two to sign on tonight.
Hello?
Air code 415, you're on the air.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, I can.
Oh, perfect. Okay, I didn't know if you had technical issues. This is Jessica from New Jersey.
Hey, Jessica.
Hello, Jessica from New Jersey.
Hi,
baby. How are you doing tonight?
I'm good. I'm just mellow. I've been busy, like, cleaning my apartment all day and organizing and just getting ready for the week in my life. I just felt really motivated to clean everything.
That's a good thing. That Gemini energy will do that.
Right. I had a question about my career because things have been growing, which is awesome, and I have a bunch of events scheduled, and I'm just sort of at this place that now I am ready for people to sign up on a regular basis and to start building the private practice. So, you know, I'm kind of wondering, like, all right, you know, universe, when's this going to all happen and how? You know, I know how's not my responsibility, but, you know, I'm going out there and marketing, but there's still like a little bit of like sort of anticipation slash a little anxiety or wondering of like, how's this all going to play out?
Well, you're in an interesting cycle between now and July 10th. What's happening is, even the next few days, Mercury's going to pass over your Mars. The Sun's going to pass over your Venus. So these next couple of weeks are important. But Jupiter's retrograde in your 10th house of being that person that owns your own company. It's retrograde until the 10th of July, and then it starts to move forward. So everything that you do between now and then, even if you don't get the immediate response, know this is building. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Oh, I so agree. This is a time I'm going to go back to do the work, okay? I know that the patience level, is challenging. I understand that. But it's actually opening up, in a great timing for you, okay? Because I so agree with everything Aphrodite said. I think after July 10th, you're going to start seeing different things change. August is going to bring some more changes for you in this. September is going to bring some more changes for you in this. November is going to bring some more changes for you in this. So it's unfolding beautifully, but it's all about the efforts of this next month that is really going to set that foundation. So I know it's a sacrifice for a month, but really, just have patience, sit back and go, okay, July is going to make the change that I'm looking for, and then it's going to start rolling in piece by piece. Trust that process because it is going to go well for you, okay? I promise you. You've got great Venus aspects. You've got great Jupiter aspects. You've got all these wonderful things, okay, that are going on during this summer that are really going to shift this business in your favor. So trust the process. Just be who you are, do your work, and know by the end of summer that things are going to look really a lot better than they do today.
Yeah, that's what I want. That's the intention. Somebody was saying to me the other day that there's, this is a person that's like sort of like an intuitive, like healer, was saying that there's like a big conflict with me of like, there's a part of me that has like these big dreams, wants to be out there. And then there's this other part of me that is like really afraid to be seen, to be judged. So that sort of made me think of like maybe the Cancer and the Leo, the Cancer Sun, Leo Moon or something. But like, it sort of bothered me when she had said that because I don't want to think that I'm holding myself back. You know, like I want to go full force, be out there, sort of out of my comfort zone and like expanding. So is there anything that you're seeing that sort of relates to what that person said? Or is there a way for me to just sort of bust out of that and be like, no, I'm going full out, like out into the world and I guess releasing whatever fear there might be?
I'm a Cancer Leo Sun. I'm born on the 22nd of July. If I was born 12 minutes later, I would have been a Leo. So my Sun is on that cusp, okay? And I can tell you this. There's times I do want to bake cookies and pet cats in my bedroom slippers, and there's other days I want to go out and knock them dead, okay? And you are of that same energy because of your lights being so close to that cusp, okay? But I really think that sometimes when you really want to do your personal best, you want to spend that extra time to really devote yourself to your process, you're going to be a little cautious because you want to give your personal best. You're a cardinal sign, okay? It's all right. But that Leo moon of yours, your Mercury in Leo, your Saturn in Leo, no. You have a lot of courage, but you just want to make sure you're giving your best to people. And I totally respect that. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I agree. And one of the things about that, besides that cusp that Aphrodite was talking about, is you have a 29 degrees Mars in Taurus, okay? Your actions, sometimes you're a little bit more cautious with, okay? You want to see results a little bit more than what you need to, okay? Here again, with that, be more of the Gemini, okay? And whenever it comes up that you feel like, ooh, I'm uncomfortable with this, be more of the Gemini. Pop in and out of it, okay? I agree, again, here that you need both time out in the public and time alone. So there's that variety of recharging that has to be done privately. And so being out in the public constantly is going to bleed you dry, and you're going to, that's where your mistakes are made. As long as you're charged and go in and out of the situation and be more like the Gemini energy with that 29-degree Mars in Taurus, you'll find it'll be more effective for you, and that will help with that deficit that she was talking about.
Okay, but it's not like I'm sabotaging myself, right? Because that just is...
No,
it's like
no,
a disturbing thing. Okay. Yeah, because I can't.
You're
right.
Mercury's going to be sitting dead on your Mars. On this full moon coming up this week, Mercury's going to be sitting dead on your Mars in beautiful trines going on. Okay. Then the Sun is going to be within a few degrees of your Venus. If I agree so much with Jacqueline, this month ahead after this full moon, you're going to start to see that the things you put in place are going to shine, okay? Mm-hmm. The moon is your ruler.
Okay.
Yeah,
right.
You're going to be okay.
Okay, thank you very much. That's what I'd like to hear from you guys. Thank you very much. Have a great rest
you
of
your
weekend.
Path. We know what a wonderful soul you are. God bless you. Yes, thank you.
Thank you. Bless you guys. All right, bye-bye.
Have a sweet night. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
It's an amazing chart. Both compassion and courage. I like it.
I bet you do.
Yeah.
Are
you ready for the next one?
You do there. Okay.
I know. I don't have much of that at all. It's very minimal. Okay. Area code 202. You're on the air.
Hey, ladies. How you doing? Okay.
Sorry, I can't hear you.
I said, hi, ladies. How are you? It's Kay.
Hey, Kay. I'm well.
Hey,
how are
sorry.
You?
Good, good. It's just raining here. I'm just listening to your show, enjoying it. I met a
nice.
Gentleman last night. Yep, I met a gentleman last night at a function, and I want to look at his chart. He seems like a character.
What's his birthday?
It's October 29th.
What year?
Excuse my dog snoring in the background. 1979.
Animals, they're fun. And what do you know the time?
I don't know the time, but I know it was in Cambridge, Massachusetts.
All right.
Now, where are you living right now? You're born in Philly, right?
Uh-huh, currently in Brooklyn.
That's what I thought. Just want to check out the stats.
Yes. Thank you.
All right, let's just take a look at this dude and see what's happening here. Okay.
Okay.
Cambridge, Massachusetts. Okay. I'm from Worcester, Massachusetts. Did you know that? Originally.
Oh. Oh, wow. Cool.
I mean, I think you can take the girl out of New England, but you can't take New England out of the girl.
I was about to say, no wonder you're such a badass. It's just a
Well, there's a number of interesting things that show up in this chart today with this gentleman. Mm-hmm. Did you want to start off, Jacqueline? Because I know you probably already have it on screen. I just got it up there.
Okay. this is an interesting relationship. I find it to be quite interesting. If you believe in past lives, the two of you have been together before. His south node is in close proximity to your sun, so there's this, a certain familiarity that comes with that
completely.
With you.
Mm-hmm.
Music is really great between the two of you. I take a strong hesitation because of your innocence, okay? This is a very deep individual, and the reason why I'm hesitant is because I strongly suggest if this relationship is going to work out that you take your time with this relationship and getting to know each other. I think it makes a very good friendship. I think there's a lot of compatibility here and understanding between each other. But there's certain things that concern me about this guy. What does he do for a living?
He's a lawyer and also owns a restaurant.
Not surprised about the lawyer thing. Okay. It's not surprised about the thing. He's a very intense creature. Okay. You know, on that day, his Mercury was 29 degrees Scorpio.
Scorpio, I saw that, yeah.
He can sell ice to an Eskimo. And that's why I'm concerned. You have a Venus in Aries. That is in conjunct that, okay? And my caution with this is get to know each other a little bit more before that innocence gets squashed and you see certain things that, as a reality that you thought were completely innocent. So learn to ask more questions, understand more, find a deeper path. Both of you, too, are deep individuals. But he holds things tighter to himself. When he loves for life. It's very intense, but he has that Uranus effect. So it's a colorful relationship at the very least with him with his love life. What do you think, Aphrodite?
Well, I think this is his year to prosper because of Jupiter only being in Scorpio every 12 years for a full year. And it's retrograde right now until July 10th, but it's basically going to be moving to his first house. Because I set him up as Dawn because I don't have a time of birth on him. But this is a time that he does want to be blessed. He wants to have it all. He's put a lot of time, energy, and intention into things. And he is, as Jacqueline pointed out, a very deep soul. So for him to get involved in a relationship, because his Venus is in Scorpio and Jupiter is going to be moving through there once it redirects its orbit on July 10th, you're in the picture. You could be what he is looking for as part of the reward for all his hard work to find the perfect woman. So I'm just looking at his chart right now and his transits, okay? And now, I don't know what time of day he was born, but no matter what time of the day he was born, his moon's somewhere in Aquarius, okay?
Yeah.
And the moon in Aquarius squares his Scorpio essence. So there's depth to his soul, but he's also got a lot of higher mind stuff going on. He wants to be very successful in the future, and he is going to do that. And once he makes up his mind, there is no changing it. There is no changing it. Yeah. He's not that negotiable. I mean, he's got a couple planetary energies in Virgo that can be helpful, but overall, I think that if you were to really fall in love with this man, you would have to fall in love with him just the way he is. There's not a lot of wiggle room here. There's not a lot of negotiation here. Okay? So if that does occur, I'm just telling you that that's what I am seeing. And right now, because Mars is in Aquarius, I don't know exactly where his moon is. It's going to be in there for a long time this year. Usually Mars is in a sign for 7 weeks and moves on. Oh, no, no. Mars is going to go all the way through Aquarius. It's going to retrograde back all the way through Aquarius. Right. It's going to go forward in Aquarius again. It's not going to leave Aquarius until November 15th. That is a long cycle. And that is going to be challenging all his Scorpio stuff. Okay? And but at the same time, the Aquarius part of him does want to have a social life. He wants to be personable. He wants to be involved with other people's dialogue. He wants new ideas. And that's okay.
Right.
That's okay.
Right. Oh, it sounds interesting. That's the word you guys use, and that's what it sounds like.
And I really agree with Jacqueline. I think that this is a relationship that could really develop over time. And I don't think you'd ever have to really go through a drama with this one. He could be a friend. He could be much more. And I think it's what the two of you decide to create energetically that really matters here. okay, and how well you can understand each other, and you're both of your individual goals and dreams. How about that?
Gotcha. Thank you, ladies.
Okay.
I just had a quick generic question. I don't know if you have time. I know you get a lot of people to call in. But it's just about Pluto squaring. I think it's squaring my moon. And it's just been a very sober time, and I'm wondering if that's what that type of a transit does. You know what I mean? Is that the overall feeling? And I know it moves slow, so I'm kind of like, ugh, you know?
Well, when Pluto is squaring your moon, it's a very long process. It lasts for several years. It's not something that just happens and goes away. It's an orb that long because it retrogrades several months out of the year. So you are dealing with building up a lot of your character. And again, this is a cardinal square. As long as you aspire to your highest ideals, as long as you desire to put things in perspective, as long as you can stay persistent, you're safe. Okay?
I like the way you put that. It's empowering because normally everything that's red, it feels like you are out
of Neptune's control. Sitting on your Mercury, and Neptune hasn't been at 16 degrees of Pisces for 165 years. Do you realize that your psychic stuff, your imagination, your creativity is absolutely amazing right now?
Wow. Really?
Look at the good side.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, thank you so much. That sounds amazing. I'm going to try to take advantage of that.
Yes, and exactly. This is a person who I think who can be very, very successful. But I agree with Jacqueline. I think there may be something about your basic innocence that you're not like the other ones. You know, you are very spiritual. You are very type A in your own right, too. So you're achievement-oriented as well. And you're not the kind of person that's looking for an argument. You don't mind debating a little bit, you know, but I think you're just very different. And I think he's going to appreciate that about you.
Okay.
Okay?
I didn't realize I was innocent.
Well, keep us posted.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, you wouldn't. Thank you. You really don't see how innocent you are. You know, you boil things down to the root, to its simplest form, and that's a great, wonderful thing. But most people don't do that. Okay, that Aries Virgo aspect has that beautiful simplicity to it, and then you add the Pisces energy to it. It's like, you do have an innocence. So. But remember, your intuition is strong. I so agree with that. Forget and follow that. Okay? Follow that right now. Get to where you want to go.
Yes, ma'am. Thanks again. Thank you.
All right. God bless. Keep us posted, okay?
Absolutely. Take care.
God bless. Bye. Sweet. All righty then. Oh, we're about to talk to somebody we both know and love.
All right.
Area code 305, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi, Diana.
It's nice.
How are you tonight?
It's nice what you said, because I don't feel very loved, although I'm grateful. So it's really nice to hear that.
You are loved. You have to recognize the fact that you're a child of God. You deserve to be healthy, happy, prosperous, and loved. All of the above is your divine legacy, my dear.
When will that be? Will that ever be?
Of course it will. It's all about faith. Well, we talk about this every time you call us.
Yeah, I've got this little.
And you're doing a good job. You're doing the best you can.
I am. I don't know if it's a good job, but I'm definitely doing the best I can. Listen, I haven't worked for a number of weeks, and I really should get back to work. But I'm sort of afraid of what might happen if I leave the house. So what do you see where it comes to work? Do you see me returning to what I've done for so many years or not?
Yes, because both Saturn and Pluto are retrograde right now. So for you to return what has been your hallmark, this is the time to do that. Okay? Now, in your Miami chart, your part of fortune is at 23 degrees of Capricorn, and Pluto is sitting right on it. Okay? But because you've been feeling what the angels are telling me is crestfallen, you haven't been able to put your whole heart into it because you're letting the insecurity of your future get in the way of your heartfelt faith. And I'm going to let Jacqueline take it from here because she knows what to say to you about this, okay?
Thank you very much, Aphrodite. Bless you.
I'm going to say God gives you gifts every day and signs every day that show that you are blessed and loved, okay? Jupiter is retrograde, so it's sitting there doing this. The perfect example is what happened this week to you. You feared it. It came back to you and was handed to you as a gift. Okay?
Yep.
I want you to hear that and say, no, every time something catastrophic happens, a gift is given back in it. Okay? Do not fear going outside of your house. Okay? They're not lurking around the corner waiting for you to jump out that door. Okay? Go back to what you were doing. Start making a normal pattern for yourself and trust the process. This is going to shift and change. You are changing, and I know how scary that is for you. But it's a matter of, okay, we're going to go back to what we're doing, and we're going to look for the gifts. We're going to take those gifts and move on.
Okay.
That's what you're doing now.
You've forecast for me for a long time that my move will be in July. Does it still look like that to you? And do you see the providential hand? Thank you. Stepping in and helping me find a residential setup.
You're going to be in the same neighborhood, okay?
Okay.
Because in your Miami chart, Jupiter's retrograde right on top of your sun on this next full moon, okay? And because of that, it is a time for you to, again, want to hold on to those things that you deeply treasure, but at the same time to be open to receive a greater gift. And go deep with your meditations, go deep with your prayers, and say, Lord, I know you're going to lead me to the right place. But it's a local move to me. I don't see it as a distant move. I see it as a local move. And I think that right now, this is a time to do the research to see where you're going. Don't worry about anybody coming to your door. Instead, look at where you're going to move forward. And you can do the research right now, and amazing things can show up. This Scorpio energy is so psychic, okay? So, again, you might even be happier where you're going than where you've been. Because on this full moon, the moon is kissing your Chiron, which means your health can improve, and opposing your Gemini moon, which means there may be more than one choice. Like you might go to a place where there's one or two places available, and you pick the best of the two. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I agree 100% with just what you said. Okay. Everything, right at the end, hit that Chiron. And that's the point. Okay, that Chiron effect. Things are shifting. I agree it's in the local neighborhood. I agree that this is a time where you just need to do the research. Okay, things are changing. All I got to do is see what's out there. You got to put your best foot forward. That's what I said. Start stepping out because you staying in and you holding that energy back isn't allowing you to see the gifts that the universe has given. Jupiter only hits your sun once every 12 years, okay? And not every year does it go retrograde on top of it, back and forth, okay? But this year it is. So it's really the timing is really being stretched in a slow process, but it's all being taken away and given for your benefit because of the passing over your son. So it's all back to that faith and trust. Open that door and look out and see what opportunities are out there. Because the universe is going to hand it. But Jupiter is sitting there. You just got to look. You got to see. Do the
research. Thank you very much. And thank you for being patient with me. I always feel like I'm at the end of I recover a resource and then, you know. So thank you very much. I'm going to try to be more grateful and try to step out even if, you know, there's no transportation. Thank you very much for your reading.
You have 2 feet.
You want to stay on hold to listen to us tonight, Deanna?
Yes, I do. Thank you very much. God bless you all.
All right, sweetheart. No problem. Okay. All righty.
Bye.
Love you. All right. Bye. Bye.
Thank you. Bye. Bye, Jacqueline.
Bye.
Take care. Take care.
Nobody ever said it's going to be easy, but it was certainly going to be profound. I think the next one's somebody we both know and love, too. Let me see here. Air code 561, you're on the air.
Hello, ladies. Cindy.
It's Cindy.
How you doing, girlfriend?
Hey, listen,
what's shaking, baby?
I was on last week, but you couldn't hear me, so I was booted out, but that was okay. I would like to know what my chart has to say. What is happening to me? I got to get out of here, but what does my chart read? Please.
Okay. I want to take a look at you next to the full moon, because the full moon is a completion cycle, and right now you've been feeling that you're treading water for too long. But the beautiful thing that's going on, by the way, Cindy, is this full moon is sitting right on your Mars and Venus, the planet of love and the planet of action, Sagittarius, about setting yourself free. I love it. And Jupiter's retrograding right on top of your Mercury. So there's things that you've thought about before that are now going to become clearer in your vision. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I do. It's time. Are you planning on making a change as far as your home is concerned?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Well, it's time. This full moon this week is going to start to open that door for that to happen and occur. So,
absolutely.
I would be looking for the opportunities being given. I would be looking for some kind of community effect out of it. I think it's really.
I'm going to tell you, I want you to look for moving water. I don't care if it's a condo or it's a big fountain out front when you drive in there. But it's like moving water is going to be part of this transition, and it's going to be beautiful. So look for that. Okay?
Well, it was just pouring before you called, or I called, and it was lightning and thundering.
I was talking about your residence, not the weather.
But it's floating away.
You're so funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I feel for some reason there could be like some water that's there, a little fountain that's there. It could be like a condo kind of experience where they have those beautiful things down in Florida. I just feel that. And I feel also, says a community where you wouldn't feel so alone and so isolated. Everything's
absolutely
moving. Like Mars going through Aquarius now. It's all about a better lifestyle for you, babe. A much better lifestyle for you. Oh, yeah.
It's been years, yeah. Oh, that's great.
You're overdue.
So it could,
okay.
Yeah, so it could be happening this week?
Well, you
can
receive the information this week.
Okay. Oh, wow.
August is the time to make the change. August is the time to make the change. Wait out the next 60 days.
No.
Do all your research. Get some of your stuff packed already. Get yourself ready for the move. You have to do the preparation here to put your concentration in to the change.
I've already done all the packing. I've packed everything up and sorted it out, and I'm ready for the move. Not August, now.
Well, good girl. It could come as soon as July 1st, but I want to tell you this. You're not going to feel that sense of that overwhelm energy is gone, and you're really strong probably until July 1st, no matter what. It's going to be between July 1st and August 1st. That's when you're really going to stabilize.
Okay. Okay.
You can do it sooner.
All right.
But you know how it is when you move. You have all these things you have to do. Okay. But if you really want to invest in this place, which I think you will want to invest in this place, you're going to want to make it better than ever.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yep. I'm going into Brookdale. Yep. Yep. I visualize
nice.
It. I see it. I'm packing. Everything's ready. Everything's on ready.
That's spectacular. So you're just
so
waiting
Jacqueline,
on
what do
them.
You think?
You are ready, and you're just waiting on them. That's okay. That's okay.
Jacqueline,
ride the wave. That you're looking for, the information you're looking for should be coming in this next week.
Oh, wonderful. Oh, wonderful. That's the best thing you've ever said.
I agree. I agree.
Oh, great. Oh, my God. It gives me goosebumps.
You keep us posted, babe, as you always do, okay?
I will. And keep. Let me stay on, okay?
Okay.
Listen.
I'll keep you right on here. No problem.
Okay.
God
Thank
bless.
You, ladies, both. Love you. Bye.
I love you, too.
Bye.
Right, bye. She just went away. I was trying to put her on hold, and she disappeared on me. Well, if she signs back in, I'll leave her on. Close enough. Okay. You ready for the next one?
Okay.
Air code 951, you're on the air.
Hi, it's Nathaniel calling from California.
Hey, Nathaniel.
Hello, Nathaniel.
How
in heaven's name are you?
I'm doing really great. I'm doing really good.
I would expect you would be.
Great. How are you? I know you're spectacular.
On a scale of 1 to 10, I'm about a 27.
There you go.
And do you still live in Orange, California, or do you live somewhere else now? I thought you moved.
I'm kind of in the same area. I'm in Orange County.
All right. We can go with that. That's fine. Okay.
Okay.
Did you have a special question for us tonight?
I'm just looking new. What's new on the horizon, you know, possibly? Any new places to live or anything?
Now, do you have only one residence or do you also have a studio?
I'm living in a motel and I have a storage place, too, a storage unit.
Okay. If you were going to move, you'd want to live in a place where you did have some kind of a studio for your own creativity, right?
Oh, for music, you mean? Because I should have my own studio. But
you have a voice, don't you? Do you love to sing? You have so many energies in Taurus. And it's all about the voice box.
Yeah. Well, I'm born on May 1st, and it says I'm born the day of ironic insight. I remember you were July 22nd, but it says for May 1st babies that they have a beautiful voice. And I've been playing guitar for over 55 years, so I just kind of know tone and stuff. So I love to sing and, try to make loving expressions most of the time with my voice. But, I have a dragon accent, so I can be really low, too.
Now, have you found a couple of possibilities of where you want to move to?
Well, I just started looking at Craigslist. I've been kind of happy with the motel I've been renting all year. It's only one story. It's really quiet. There's a lot of homeless around there. It's not too thin, but it's, dark in the room when I want it to be, and there's not a lot of other people in staying at the motel. And sometimes I'm like the only car in the lot, with besides the managers, and you know, so it's kind of peaceful. I stayed at another place that it has like 166 rooms or something, and there's like, you know, 500 or 600 people like fighting, and you know, so it had a little better amenities, you know, but it was just too, you know, too uptight for me to live in.
But you know, Uranus had not been in Taurus for 84 years. It entered Taurus last week.
Oh,
yeah.
My.
It has an 84-year cycle.
Horrendous.
And now it's at 0 degrees of Taurus, and you have to realize that where you live, you have four of your Taurus planets and your moon all in the 12th house. So the place you're staying at right now has been kind of a sanctuary for you to get all your thoughts together about your music, about what you do want to deliver and serve the public, how you do want to enlighten your souls, right? And Jupiter is going to be passing over your north node in the sixth house once it goes direct in July. So this is a killer year for you. You're supposed to be getting all that, your game plan and your strategy together now. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Well, I agree with everything you said. This Uranus effect, and remember, Uranus, it moves very slowly. We talked about how before years ago it was Taurus, and now it's back again. You weren't even born at that point in time. Okay?
Right.
So here again, this is a great time for epiphany. You are a unique individual. There's no question about it. It's all about living your dream. I agree. When you talk about moving, I'm like, why would right now?
Why did I buy a big mansion somewhere, or at least a nice house?
Well, right now, it's a matter of focusing on that belief of what you really want to bring out to this world.
Well, I'd really like to try to get some music together to try to enlighten the masses, you know, and I could do a little talking. I could do a little talking and a little singing, you know, maybe a little, you know. Just,
I would love that. Oh.
Routine, and then go into a few, you know, a few 45 seconds of some, you know, a meditation or something, and then go ahead and sing the song. And then, you know, maybe go in and take some questions or do a couple readings for people in the audience or something, and then go on and play some more music.
Get
I love it.
Yeah.
Envision that dream, being that dream, and going out there and living that dream is what's going to make your success.
Okay? Yeah, I'd sure like a house with like 22 windows in it.
Well, first of all,
that's what I have. I have a house with 22 windows in it, 24 to square feet.
I remember that, so I thought I'd say that. Sorry.
You're cracking me up now. Okay.
I'm sorry.
But Jupiter is in Scorpio,
kind of,
and it's about to go direct on July 10th, and then within a month, it's going to pass over your north node in Scorpio, opposing your retrograde Mercury in Taurus. So I have to tell you, within the next month, you're going to find the sanctuary that you seek, okay? But now you're creating your strategy. And when you get into the new place, everything you're creating as far as your strategy is going to be in place. And then all of a sudden, you're just going to go. I think you're just going to go. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thanks both so very much, man. Appreciate it so much.
Now, who is your guru? Do you have a guru, or are you the guru?
I've had so many, you know. I love Paramahansa Yogananda, you know, Jesus Christ, you know, Buddha, you know.
All my favorites. Okay, cool. I get that. All right.
So
this full moon is sitting on your Saturn. So it says, what part of the guru in you do you need to bring to light? Because you are a one-man band, okay?
You know,
once you present yourself and people hear what you have to offer, you're golden.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Thank you, Dr.
You're welcome.
But it seems like when I try to go out to band members, it never works. And then I don't have a band, and if I get a solo act together, then I don't have to rely on anyone.
I like you solo a lot better than having band members to contend with or deal with.
Me too, Jasmine. I so agree with you. Wow,
character.
Yeah.
So
your
no
character, for goodness sake, get out. Your personality is something that you cannot buy and you cannot learn. You have it.
Yeah.
Okay? And
well,
people are going to want to see you. Okay? And that's why I think to talk or tell a funny story or give a parable or make them laugh a little bit or explain the integrity of the song you're about to sing and play, this is all going to be part of your shtick.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Hey, well, for
while
someone
you have
born
the
day
of...
While
where you are, work on that now, okay?
Uh-huh. Well, I've just I've been a security guard for the last couple of years with this new company, and I've been working for the paint place Bear, and it's a really nice post where there's, a, you know, it's really lax. You know, there's some TVs to watch.
Beautiful.
You know. What?
Great.
So, you know, it's, you know.
Well, this is supporting
really
your
nice
dream, so it's all good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's supporting
it's
your dream, so it's all good.
Yeah. Well, too cool.
As Jacqueline would say, keep the faith. Huh, right, Jacqueline?
Yeah, you know, follow the dream. Even when you're working like that and having that security job, it gives you a lot of free time to be able to have those creations like the soap.
Yeah, it's
not a bad job to have at this point in time for you to really keep your focus on the vision and the dream that you're looking at.
And when is your birthday, if I could ask?
Mine?
Yeah.
I'm an October 1st baby.
Oh, I'm born on the 1st as well.
Yeah,
the people on the 1st are the musician card. So people born on the 1st can be quite magical. You're also born the week of Libra 1. It's called the week of perfection. And
yeah,
you're born... Oh, okay, I won't say anymore.
No, you can go ahead. No, go ahead.
No, I'm loving this. Go ahead, talk.
She's born
she's
the
amazing.
Day of the top dog.
My friend Jacqueline, she's so amazing. Mm-hmm.
She is, yeah. I know another girl I knew when I grew up with. Her name was Marla Hess, and she was quite compassionate. And she's born the day of the top dog. So just as a little picture of the dog and the sunglasses and a hat, you know. So you're born the day of the top dog.
I like it.
And then July 22nd babies, they're born the day of occupational fluctuation.
Well, I have never had a mission in fluctuation, but I've gone from 22 years in the medical field, and now I'm at my 40th year anniversary doing astrology. The theme is the same, but the occupation changed, but it was all about helping people through crisis. My theme is always the same.
Yeah. Well, the year born, you're very clairvoyant for that. Your people were born the same year as you are the very clairvoyant.
Mm-hmm. If I see it, I say it. Good luck with that.
Well, thank you both so very much. I appreciate it.
Well, keep us posted, Nathaniel. We love to hear from you. Check in with us again, okay? God bless
you. Thank
you
both very much. Goodbye.
All right. Bye-bye. All righty then. Well, we've got... I know. All right, well, we've got about less than 6 minutes left, but this one person has been on here for a half an hour. Let's go for it. What do you think?
Okay.
Area code 917, you're on the air.
Thank you. You squeezed me in. I appreciate it.
What a tight squeeze.
Yes.
Who are we speaking with?
Who are we talking to?
This is Ellen, and I've spoken with you before. May 26th.
Ellen. Yes, you have.
Yes, May 26th, 1956. Just one second, please. Okay.
Gotcha.
Okay, gotcha. Do you have a question for us
tonight? What did you need from us tonight?
I was hoping that you'd be able to tell me what transits are coming up that are kind of important. It's been kind of a rough couple of months.
And what aspect of your life are you most concerned about? So we can just look at that house for you?
Just everything. I'm not joking. So just pick one. I don't care.
What I'm going to say is that great epiphanies can come to help transform and change your life at this point in time with this full moon, okay? It is dead on your north node, and it is in your third house, okay?
Absolutely, yep.
Your sun and Mercury in the eighth house. Mercury is at 29 degrees at that time in Taurus still, so it's still got the, it's not as freeing as what I'd like to see if it was in Gemini, but it is still within aspect to your Gemini. So this is a time where a lot of information can come. I know it's tough right now, but allow it to unfold. See what is shifting and changing, because there's a lot of things transforming and changing in your life. Mars is going to be... We were talking about how it's going back and forth. Mars is going to go close to your Chiron, then go back, and then go hit your Chiron and go over it. Okay, this is a transformation and change in your life that's going to happen in the fall, okay, or towards the end of summer. So here again, this summer is going to be unfolding, but it's all for your benefit, because what's going to happen after that is your Mars return. That's when you're going to launch, okay, which is about November. What do you think, Aphrodite?
Ellen, where were you on your last birthday? Your birthday just happened like a day ago. Where were you on your birthday?
In New York.
What city in New York?
Bronx.
It's going to give us an annual picture for you, Ellen, because I know Jack is an expert on this, so I want her to take a look at that for you, okay?
Oh, that would be wonderful.
Well, you're wearing your emotions on your sleeve this year, okay? Just saying, this is a little emotionally of an intense year for you. However, Jupiter is sitting in your second house of personal finances, and it is trine to your Neptune. That's all about living your dream, living the work that you do, and really manifesting your life in a more positive way. Yes, I understand, because it puts your sun and your Mercury in your eighth house. Your life is changing. It's not going to be the same after this year, no matter how you look at it, okay? This is a good thing, so embrace the change, embrace the challenge is what I'm going to say.
You're claiming back your personal power, okay? You're claiming back your personal power. Go deep and don't stop.
What a great message.
Okay. Yes.
Thank
God
you.
God bless you and keep us posted, Ellen. Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
God bless. Bye-bye. We should tell them where they can find us. We've got a minute left.
Okay. Well, they can call me at 772-286-2720. How about you, Aphrodite?
They can reach me at 540-400-0110, and we will all talk to you all again next week. God bless you for calling in and listening tonight, and we just wish you the best and hope you enjoyed your long weekend. God bless you all.
Have a good week.
Good night.